Oh, welcome everyone. It's Vanessa and that's Morgan, and we are your co-walkers today for the last Sisterhood of Saturday walk and talk of the summer. It's been an absolute pleasure and a joy to spend the first Saturday of each month walking with you all. It was just an informal way for us to honestly connect back with the movement, to open up the mics and hear some stories and to set some intentions over the month. And Morgan, I felt really grateful that I was going to get to walk and talk with you today.
Oh, that's great. I'm glad you're catching your breath. And I know you made 15 people or 1500 people, however many people's on the line, lose their breath like, oh my God, there's something going on. It's like, let me, but you have to be proud of me. I knew it.
Morgan, that's what I was saying. I knew it. I didn't know it was 30 seconds, but I'm sorry, y'all. No, it's also the most spectacularly beautiful day in Washington, D.C. It looks picturesque and it feels like that song, Feeling Good. Like, it just feels and looks like that. It feels like Josephine Baker might come around the corner. And I already went on my walk. And now I have my shoes off with my feet in the sun. And it feels so good.
Yeah, it feels good here, too. It was that that hurricane that came through, cleared up all that.
Yeah, hurricane.
It's feeling nice. It's all breezy. The birds are surfing here. It's great. I'm feeling so good. I'm going to a football game later today. I'm going to get my Charlie girl, my dog, tonight. I haven't seen her, spent time with her in years since I moved to Africa. So I'm going to get her tonight. I'm just feeling good, V. I'm feeling good, too.
You know how I always say September is the start of the new year, which it's not, but I love September, but it is the start of the optimal season. I was reading all up about it last night, and it's like,
it's the start of your life. It's your birthday.
Yeah, it is. And also, autumn is special. It just seems like a special time. I always felt like, I felt excited about autumn because it was not just my birthday, but it was like back to school time. So I always felt really excited to like connect with my people. It felt like you had new school clothes. If you did, thank God for the resources. But it felt like you could put some new clothes on and then just start fresh. Just like whatever that was. It's over. I always feel like that. Like, I don't know who I'm about to be in this grade, but I'm going to try some stuff out. Like, I just always felt like this season was just so. And then, you know, if you celebrate Halloween, it's like put on a costume. I'm just saying the whole season is basically just inviting us to just have some fun, try some things out. I've always felt like that energy, and I was reading about it last night. But I'm so excited for you to go get Charlie, Morgan.
I heard, thank you. I heard Chris in Detroit say that she was walking and she was doing a live on Facebook, and I happened to be walking, so I tapped into her live, and she was saying something very similar. She was saying that things are dying back now from the summer.
Ooh, and that new things are taking root.
Yeah, and she was like, what in your life do you need to let lay dormant? Do you need to let kind of die back? And I was like, and then kind of what you're saying is exactly right. Like, what do you want to start to begin to take root in your life? And then there was, I heard another trekker, Althea, down in Atlanta, who I think she's in like Tibet or something. She was, I don't know where she is, somewhere fabulous, Bali.
Yeah, but Peru or something like that, yeah.
Oh, she might be in Peru, yeah. I saw her with some holy people, and, you know, she had some like ancient ritual stuff, and I was like, girl, you better live your life. But she was telling us that on her Instagram that the full moon two nights ago was one of absolute transition and new beginnings. So I think you're right about this, like, this energy. Like, y'all, I had a reset of my whole life, like, 2 days ago. I just decided.
Yeah.
I was just like, that ain't working. I was like, that ain't working. I'm going to try something new. I erased all my text messages. I erased all the arguments. I erased all the expectation. I just erased everything. And I was just like, okay, I'm going to start over. Just like a new school year. Just like a new school year, like what you were talking about. I used to change my name every year.
Exactly. I would change my hair.
That might be a mental illness.
I know it is. Oh my God, we're serial killers. Okay, that's not it. But Morgan, I do feel the energy. I want to say, because for me this week, it manifested in a different way, which has felt, first of all, like I had an attitude about 8 minutes ago before I got on this call. Like every single day, I feel like the universe or the world has forced me to say, are you trying to play me to somebody? Like in just a way, like various people of various situations of just all sorts, shapes and sizes. But every single day, it seemed to be one situation where I just be like, I don't want to choose violence, but I got to say the thing that's advocating for me or that makes me, and it has felt like, you know, that's not necessarily my steeze, but I was like, this new season of growth is also saying, like, I don't want it to feel edgy, which is how it kind of feels now. And I think that's that kind of like new moon energy when you're transitioning into things. But I do want to be like, well, that's also a season that's calling me to something different. And I just like, I've just noticed it every single day. And I'm like, I don't want to have an attitude though, but I do want to say what I got to say. So I'm trying to figure out how to adjust my spirit, because I had an attitude, but then that's why I was just like, thank God for this walk and talk, put my feet in the sun and then play this Nina Simone and have a reset. And then I just feel so good. So yeah.
I had saw Instagram meme. I was trying to look at it while you were talking, because it's exactly this. It's exactly this. Oh. It's just like, how do you know like when to let go, and how do you know when to say to let go? Or like, how do you know when to like relax and let it go, and how do you know when to let go? You know what I mean? Like, yes. What are your boundaries?
Yeah.
What are your boundaries? Like, what, you know? And it's like, you know, we're trying to move away from that fight or flight trauma mode, or freeze, yeah, or fawn. You know, and part of it is like, it's just the ability to watch and be detached from the situation while you see all this stuff just making it, I mean, where it's almost funny. There you go, devil, you tried to trick me again.
Exactly.
I know what that feels like, V. It's like every single day. But I'm proud of you. You've been doing such a good job in your life. I'm just very proud of you.
Oh, thank you.
I'm proud.
And I think this is a, no, you say what you're gonna say.
No, I was just gonna say, as your big sister of 7 months, I think I'm older than you. I feel very proud of you. Like, I done led you in the right direction.
Oh, and I feel young as hell too, y'all. I'm about to be 46, but I feel young as hell. Like, I do feel like a little sister. Like, yeah.
Now listen, we're looking good. I was just telling Ty in the car that before we went on the Today Show, I went to get my lashes done, I think. And the lady was like, "You can't go on TV looking like this." And I was like, "What you mean?" She said, "You need some Botox here." And I said, "I'm gonna take my chances looking 46."
I would sound myself every day. I'd be like, dang, if I had known I was gonna look this when I was like 17, if I known I was gonna look this good, I would have slowed life down altogether. You see, at 17, you don't know. So I was trying to fit it all in, y'all, because I just didn't understand that I was gonna preserve so great. So it's just, that's what my older self would tell my younger self.
No, I had on this strapless, like, Free to People dress today. You could tell me nothing. I went out to breakfast. I was looking good. But I literally thought that. I was like, I got about 20 more years of sexy. So I got about 20 more years of fine.
Well, you got to be fine. We're going to be fine until we ascend. Okay, that's
well,
we
first
gonna be
of
fine
all,
until
then. Let's stop and pause and give all of our gratitude to Grandma Nan, who I just saw her memorial was 100 years old when she was still fine. This is what I'm trying to tell you. Still laughing, still having me in stitches when I saw her, still wishing us prayers on video, still raising them kids and grandkids and great grandkids. That woman was a force. She was the mother of our movement, and we lost her this week, and it doesn't even feel sad. That's what I'm saying.
That's
and
right.
she, like, shout out to the work she did raising a generation of people, of humans, of good workers and activists, including all of us, not just her children, which I think she has 8 children. God forgive me if I got that number wrong.
Six.
Is it 6?
Yeah, 6.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but she has thousands of children. So Grandma Nan in Philadelphia ascended and is now on the other side, as Alice Coltrane's daughter said, advising us, keeping us on the right path. And I just am grateful for her life. I'm grateful for her life,
too.
Her daughter Faye just posted. And I was like,
can I read it actually, Morgan? I have it up. Yes. I was hoping we were going to talk about her because, one, it's so beautifully written, and two, these nuggets in here, I want to ask you which of these you think is most important. Because I was like, this is the blueprint right here. So thank you, Faye. This is the blueprint. But so one of our checkers, Faye Page Edwards, she wrote this about Grandma Nan. After nearly 101 years of modeling how to keep bouncing back to your best life, my mother has gone to be with her ancestors. I have 6 siblings, but many call her mom. She was everyone's favorite, known for her wit and wisdom. Here are a few nuggets. Trust in the Lord. God don't like ugly. More is caught than taught. A hard head makes for a soft behind. Once on the lips, forever on the hips. Sit like a lady. The kitchen is closed. To have a friend, be a friend. Treat any place that you rent like you own it. It's your home. If you send a crowd gathering and you don't know why, if you see a crowd gathering and you don't know why, go the other way. Keep the faith, trust, and obey. And then she said, there are 31 chapters in the Old Testament book of Proverbs. Read and heed one every day. And her favorite mealtime blessing is Psalm 104, 14, and 15. He causes the grass to grow for the cattle, and herb for the service of man, that he may bring forth food out of the earth, and wine that maketh glad the heart of man, and oil to make his face to shine, and bread which strengthen man's heart.
I read that last scripture and I was like, I think God wants me to start smoking weed.
What?
It says God made the herb for man and he made the wine for good time.
I thought about garlic butter, but I didn't think about weed, but you're right.
And he said, oil for your face. I was like, God must love round the way girls. That's all I'm saying, because we like to wash and we don't oil.
You're right. Absolutely right. Yeah, and I was just oiling my scalp this morning. It felt so good.
Yeah.
I love the quote
that said, what is this? So one of them about it's easier to, or taught. What was that one?
Yes. The more is taught than taught.
More is caught than taught.
What
see, Miss Martha
means?
Told me that. Miss Martha's a famous cook, Mrs. Rosa Parks cook down in Montgomery. She told me that. She was like, you need to put a little sugar on it, Morgan. Put a little sugar on it. You just can't say it to him like that. More is caught than taught, I think, is just like, almost like model the mission, or like be attractive. Don't try to be controlling.
Oh, I get it now. That's so good.
Yes.
Like, so demonstrate it. Basically, you'll get what you want versus trying to tell people. Okay, I like that.
Yes. Attract it. Don't like instruct it. Yeah, more is caught than taught. I really like that one. And then I liked if you want a friend, be a friend. I've been really
like
working
that
on
too.
That in my life. Yeah, because I'm in a season of my life where some of you may have saw on Instagram, I just put an offer down on a house in South Carolina. I'm feeling breezy. I'm feeling rooted. But now I have the first time really in my adult life where I get to curate my community. And like, if you want a friend, be a friend. I have to start being friends with this very well-established community and like start a book club or do the things that I want to do, because I don't actually want to experience loneliness. I want to experience vibrance and community. Y'all, I'm walking. It's hot out here. I'm walking hard, but I want to experience vibrance, you know? So I have two lunch dates next week, one with Mahogany, who you know, the singer. And one with this amazing woman named Alana, who's doing some like powerful stuff here on the island, and I can't wait to support her. And they're just kind of like friend dates, and you know, so I'm excited about like getting to know people. So that feels good.
I like that. Yeah. No, that actually reminds me of what my favorite nugget from Grandma Nan was actually the one where she says, treat any place that you rent like you own it. It's your home. I loved it because it was practical advice. And like, that's why I was like, explain the other one to me. But this one I get on a practical level, which is like, one, like we, not all of us may be in a position to be homeowners in the moment.
Yeah.
But I think everybody is in a position and deserves to have a home. And like, how do we like curate those spaces? And just like, I think it's really powerful. And it also speaks to me even bigger, more than the space or the physical spaces that we rent, but like your home is in like what you're saying, like build community, make connection, invest, like, you know, build roots. Like we can't be transient people. We can't just come and get for the moment. And I think it's like one of the things that we all reminisce on in a nostalgic way about like our parents or grandparents' generations of like all the cousins who was together, all the this, all the that. But that stuff was intentional.
I see, but what you were just saying, I was like, this is so powerful. Because as soon as you said that about like home is wherever you are. And then I was like, oh my God, do you hear that? That's the sound of summer ending. Because I remember growing up in Mississippi at my Grandma Virgie's house and these cicadas.
Yes.
And the wind.
That is what's happening right now here in DC. And the wind, that's exactly how it sounds right where I'm at right now. That's exactly how it sounds.
And the trees like tickling my back, all of it I got transported back to my grandmother's house before you started talking about being at your grandmother's house. That's why I was like, Vanessa, this is so powerful. It feels and sounds like the soundtrack of home and going back home to the South. So I was like, maybe I could just be quiet so people who are in urban environments can remember. It's fascinating because our friend of Girl Trek, the show, and my next door neighbor, Pasama, who I hope she's listening right now. Hey, P. She's the next door in Noel Hurston. That's all you need to know.
An anthropologist.
Yeah, she's an anthropologist. She's so diligent and beautiful and kind and just brilliant. And she moved here to the Gullah Sea Islands and is interviewing all of the elders, the fishermen and the boat makers and the net makers. And she just is powerful. And so she asked if she could interview my boyfriend. And he was like, of course. And he's like one of the youngest people that she's interviewed. And I was sitting next to him while he was getting interviewed. And she said, well, what do you think about like the land here and the developers? And he said, I don't even believe in owning land. He said, I don't believe it's possible to own the land. And he was like, and no one here does. And so what you're talking about like wherever you go, there you are, wherever you go, even if you're renting and don't need to call yourself the king of this domain or the owner or the, you know, that you still treat it with loving kindness. You still treat it with balance and equanimity. You still treat it with all of the godlike qualities that you would do even if it weren't yours, you know? And what the fascinating part about it is that almost every home I knew, nobody owned. Like my grandmother was still renting her house when she passed. She didn't own her house, my grandmother. She didn't own it. Yeah.
That's why it's such a big deal. I'm proud of you for what you're doing.
Yeah. Thank you, darling. Thank you. Well, y'all, this is a new season and some of you have done limped across the finish line. I know what that feels like. I know somebody done tried you. It's somebody beeping in on the other line now while you're trying to walk. Like, I know what it feels like, y'all. And I'm telling you, I was on the gram today and I heard this affirmation that I've actually practiced something like this before. This sister in Ghana was doing this and it was really helpful. We were going through a lot of stuff with our team and stuff, Vanessa, that's just kind of calling your energy back. And I wanted to play it a little bit before we open the lines. But is there a question for today that you wanted to explore, V? Because I want to encourage people to queue up on the lines while we're playing this.
Yeah. I have both a question and I have a challenge, actually.
Okay.
So my question was for you. Well, my question is, there's still some days left in summer. And as we are transitioning, was there something that you really wanted to do? And can you call it in before the end of summer? That's the question I have for you. Can you call something in? Think about it. But I have a challenge, Morgan. So I've really been on my walking game. I'm proud of myself, y'all. Today is day 13 in a row for me. It feels like a victory. Every single day I've been intentional about just getting my 30 minutes in, and it hasn't always felt like grand, but it has felt like good for me, physically, mentally, and just something with integrity that I know both Morgan and I and our entire team, it matters to us that we're like really doing the work. So I feel like good when I'm on track. So I feel good. Then I calculated, Morgan, that today there's 21 more days left in summer. September 23rd is the last day of summer.
Oh,
so then I
awesome.
Was like, I'm going to go for the next 21 days for sure walking. And I was like, I'm going to invite you to walk for the next 21 days because in the summer. And I was like, whoever is on this call with us, it's an invitation that we ask women to walk 21 days in 30, so you usually don't have to do it in a row to earn your golden shoelaces. But those of you who haven't earned your laces or who are just looking to like root back into your habit or who just like the idea of like extrinsic motivation, like there's 20 more days left in summer, I'm going to walk them out and I'm going to share my walk into my Instagram.
Oh, I'm in. Thank you for the challenge. Walk on out these last 21 days of summer. I'm in. I think it's a great idea. It's a great idea. And you know, my sister and I said we were going to walk 300 days by the end of the year. We was on the phone carrying the one, divide by three. We were on the phone like, can we make it? We have decided that we can make it. But I tell you, walking 21 days in a row is going to get me very far toward that longer-term goal, because we're right hovering around 200 days, and we're going to have to get that last 100 days in by the end of the year. So I'm excited by taking your challenge. I will also post on Instagram for the next 21 days. I appreciate it.
Can you hashtag Morgan 21 days of summer? Hashtag Girl Tech, so that I can follow along. And if you're out there, y'all, can you hashtag 21 days of summer and then hashtag Girl Tech? Use both the hashtags just so that we can know that you also say, yes, I'm in for these 21 days.
Listen, it might be 17 of us. It might be 1,700 of us.
Right.
Hashtag 21 days of summer. Maybe invite somebody else to do it in your friend group or in your neighborhood to do the last 21 days of summer. I think that would be really nice. Hold on, my neighbors are checking on me. Hello, how are you? Good, how you doing?
What's your name?
Morgan, how are you?
Morgan.
Yes, sir.
What's so cute.
Where are you from?
I'm from, I'm on a work call right now, but I'm doing all
right. Your people?
Who are my people? I'm over there with Mr. Ross and Mr. Bill. You don't know over there around the corner?
Denise?
No, around this corner right here. Sorry, y'all. I got to be a friend.
Y'all, listen, this is real. This is really happening. Trust me, they want to hear as much as I do.
Yeah. Yeah, so if you go down this dirt road right here, there's a brick house on the left. I've been staying there with my old man. Yeah.
Okay.
How y'all doing today? Where you live?
I'm coming to Faith, so we're at the shop. Yeah, we're at the shop.
Oh, I appreciate it. I appreciate it. I'm just walking down the road.
But all is well.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, be well. Okay. All right, bye.
Oh, he sounded so cute. He was like, who is your people?
It was two of them.
Speaking of community, that's important gatekeeping.
No, it's the number one question everybody asks here is, who is your people? And I was just like, it is such an African beautiful thing. It really is. I mean, it's so close to Ghana here. The culture is so close and it's so beautiful. Mm. But yeah, those were two men, and they were, you know, I had to throw in that old man so they could just know. that's also it. Like, it was also polite hitting on. Yeah. 21 days of summer.
Oh, that man sounded 80. How old was he?
No, they weren't 80. They were like, they was like 45, 50. It was two guys.
Oh, okay. I was reading the situation.
Yeah, No, they were nice.
Yeah, so yes, let's let everyone know. We do want to make some space as we close out this last Sisterhood Saturday call to hear from women. If you have a testimony, if you have a word of encouragement, if you need some advice or some support, if you just want to offer anything to the community, now is your time. We welcome new voices into this space, especially star 9, raise your hand. And then we'll bring you on. Yeah.
Star 9 to raise your hand for all of those things. A testimony, that's great, Vanessa. If you need help or need advice, that's great. And then what was your prompt? One thing you want to get done by the end of the summer. I had a prompt. I saw an affirmation that says, I release what I cannot control. And I was like, whoa. And I was just thinking, what are you releasing and what can't you control? Like, that's such a good question. Because control has been something I've been really just trying to let go of. So I wonder for the people listening, what can't you control that you are ready to release now? What can't you control in your life that you are ready to release now? What can't you control in your life that you are ready to surrender to release now?
Yeah, I can't control what happened in the past with me and my mother, and I release that now and have been working on releasing it, just not on this call, but just in this current season. I have been working on really releasing it because I don't want to hold any sort of blame that manifests in her body as sadness. And I believe there is a connection there when they say, like, the forgiveness is for you and not the person. Like, I'm releasing it from my own physical body because I want to release it from hers.
Oh, Ashe. I feel like that needs some space. That is powerful.
We're only just learning and just tapping into, like, what our healing powers are. And I don't always be knowing, and yet somehow I do be knowing. You know what I'm saying, Morgan? Like, and I think all of us out there know. I think we have, like, when we allow ourselves more space, when we allow ourselves more stillness, when we give ourselves permission, which means pushing past our fear to, like, trust ourselves, I think we have, like, an intuitiveness that we're able to tap into that tells us, like, what to do and how to do things, but it's just, like, hard to stay connected to that. And I think, like, those are the healing things that I've been, like, trying to, like the things that have been working for me are the things that I've been accessing when I'm, like, still and, like, just intuitively asking myself what I need and, like, giving myself what I need. And that's where I've been, like, the stuff around my mom has been coming up.
The great Melba Moore posted today. God is
I love Melba Moore.
I do too. She said, God isn't asking you to figure it out, Vanessa. He's asking you to trust that he already has. And so part of this is, like, it's already done. The healing and the forgiveness with your mom is already done, you know, and it really is a letting go and a releasing of that control. So I'm proud of you. For me, it's similar to yours, but maybe different in many ways. It's, I cannot control love, and particularly romantic love. And my mommy had just such a go at it with, like, trying to cling to romance and trying to like have this, you know, my mom is cute and she's shy and she's nervous and she has anxiety in many ways. And it just manifested in clinging to, like, to what felt good. You know what I mean? And, like, I don't believe romance can work that way. And I never wanted to be alone. And my mom, right now, she has, like, a powerful church family. She has beautiful kids who love her, which is something I don't have, right? I don't have any kids.
Right.
So I just, like, deepen the recesses of my mind and, like, trying to battle against, like, this destiny of being alone. You understand what I mean? Like, I just don't want that for myself. I want to be nestled up, you know, as a senior citizen. I want to be holding hands on
and that's brave
chair.
To say it. It's brave to say it. I want to say that, like, it's brave to even say it and to stand on it for so many reasons that we don't even need to unpack.
Yeah, and I particularly, like, am releasing the need to control. Like, I am in absolute love and awe of Black men. And part of, you know, why I came back to America is because I fell in love with a Black man. And, you know, there are 20 million people in Ghana, half of them Black men, and they all wonderful and beautiful. And I had such a beautiful time and felt so healed by that. But there is something about the mirror experience of the Black male experience in America that I think is necessary for me to truly heal from generational trauma. Here, it is like the key for me. And I think the key for him, whoever him is, and I think I know who him is, but I'm releasing the need to control what happens. And I'm, or yeah. him, by the way, like he, listen, get yourself a man who can't be controlled, actually. I mean, like, that's actually yeah. gonna be where the healing starts. And like, yeah. I, and I'm just so grateful. I'm grateful for it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's what I'm releasing, the need to try to control love and maybe just watch it happen and be enamored by it and the greatness of what it's going to be and what it already is. And mostly practice loving myself, as cliche as that sounds, so that you said this yesterday, Vanessa, you were like, I want to get to a point where all this little stuff just be little because I got so much other stuff going on. And you were talking about something completely different. But I
thought I'm about to say, I said that?
You did. You was like, we were talking about somebody at work. And you was okay, like, yeah. But when you got all this other stuff going on, this little stuff ain't either going to bother you.
Yeah,
I don't
okay,
remember what
yeah,
you
yeah.
were talking about it with somebody else. But I think in the context of love, if you have so much stuff going on in your own life, so much worship and praise, so much adoration, you know, at the Color Purple, so much stop, listen, and be radically present, so much stillness, calmness, turned upness, tuned inness, like you are fully alive in your body to where everything else is an addition,
yeah.
including romance. And like you can want it, desire it, see it in your life. And when it comes, it feels additive and it doesn't feel like you are clinging to it or like holding so tight.
Yeah.
Holding so tight to it. Anytime you feel like you're holding so tight to something, you should let it go.
Yes, that's so true.
Your job, if you just cling into your job, is it the Bhagavad Gita? No, the Yoga Sutra. The Yoga Sutra, one of the eight limbs or
I was just thinking yoga when you said that. I was like the physical, for some reason I thought of the physical release of yoga when you said that. I was like, create
yeah, it says do not cling to life, and I could not understand it. I was just like, who wouldn't cling to life? When I was like 20 reading this, I was like, that's ignorant, I hate this, but it's right. you can't cling to anything.
Yeah,
you really have to let go and release it.
Yeah.
And then that's the thing, in if you ever practice yoga, what you're saying, the physicality of that is as soon as you try to concretize into some kind of stoic posture or pose, or you just gonna fall. You can't even find balance in that kind of tightness, mm-hmm. in that holding. Mm-hmm. You don't hold the pose, you have to find lift and groundedness and fluidity and soft and power. You have to find the kind of energy that allows you to flow from one pose to the next pose, and move with your breath. And that is the human experience. That is the human experience. I'm watching these butterflies dance around each other. They are moving with their breath. They are moving with their instinct. That is a human experience. So it's kind of nice that you started the call this way. Look at you. You just set the tone. Beautiful.
Well,
right.
We have a lot
have
of hands raised. Yeah, we have. Hopefully y'all held on because we had a little bit more conversation in us. But yes, Tyreen said lots of hands are raised. Tyreen, you could cue somebody up right now and bring them on and bring them off mute. While she's doing that, Morgan, I looked it up. Melba Moore is 77 years old. That's what I mean when I say we still going to be fine for a long time. Because Melba Moore still be serving.
So
like, I follow her on
she's
Instagram,
so
and, like, she's so
yeah.
vibrant. Yeah, I love her.
Yeah. Hello, hello. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Chandra.
Hi, Chandra.
You know, I was listening to you guys, you know, talk about, you know, what you're releasing. And one of the things I am also releasing are things dealing with my mother, but I'm also dealing with things, releasing things from my estranged relationship with my siblings. And yeah, that was due to my mother's death. So, you know, lots of things there, but just also releasing things in life, you know, because, you know, as you mentioned, you know, we go through these things in life and, you know, you don't want to enter into anything new, you know, unless if you're a whole person, no matter whether it's a relationship, whether it's a new job. For me, it's also new employment, possibly. And, you know, but just being able to embrace the life that you have and be ready for new opportunities when they arise, because, you know, God provides us with new opportunities daily, and we have to be present in the moment in order to recognize his beauty.
A word and a mic drop. Let's be present in the moment. Let's start to collect these gems from this last walk together. Thank you so much, sister, for that. And healing from sibling trauma is like real, y'all. It's like, oh, there's some stuff out there. Siblings, cousins, like our peers, coworkers, our friends, that whole like domain of relationship that sometimes turns into competition, sometimes turns into jealousy, sometimes turns into rage, y'all. So like, let's release it now. Ashe, release. Thank you, sister. Is there another caller on the line?
Hi, this is Crystal.
Hi, Crystal.
Hi, Crystal. Hi. I am walking, so my apologies for the wind. But
where are you walking at?
Tell us where you're walking at when y'all call into. I love to know all the cities representing.
I am in the DMV. I'm in Upper Marlboro, Maryland.
Okay.
And I want to encourage folks to do the things and the stuff. Sometimes we, you know, we let life, we let sometimes the finances, we let fears, but we let things and people discourage us from doing the things and the stuff. Last year, I think I called you all, picked up the call, and I told you all about my girlfriend and her son who had both passed away from COVID. And you all did an amazing prayer for me. And as if that was not enough, last year, my father also died from COVID. And what I learned from that experience, because with all of them, I was left to handle all of the stuff that happens when people pass away, right? After my dad, I just said, you know what? Life is not promised. And all these things that you want to do, do it. And so this summer, you all talked about this summer, I went to Greece. I went to Paris. I went to Cayman Islands. I went to San Diego. If somebody called me and said, you want to, I said, yes. And when I tell you, I had the best summer of my entire 53 years of my life this summer. I had the best summer of my life. I did, what's the thing? I did parachuting. I swam with the stingrays. Like, I just did it. I was afraid. And I did it anyway.
Yeah.
So I just want to encourage folks, like, life is going, it's going to do what it's going to do. But
yes.
I encourage folks to just keep living. Keep living.
Yes.
Thank you for that encouragement. I love every single thing you listed. Thank you.
Thank you.
We better stop identifying with struggle. There's so many adventures you can have right now, but we so scared that we're going to look like we have that we're going to look like.
And we addicted to struggle. We addicted to it, too. I'm telling y'all, some of y'all got a chemical imbalance. I'm letting y'all know because I'm going through it. So get your numbers checked because your body really might even be addicted to that struggle. Y'all, it's deep. And we got to let this toxins go. And we got to balance ourselves so that we even desire, because desire is the root of manifestation and calling what you want. But you have to really want the good things around you, and you have to really want things to change. And we can't commiserate, as Tony K. Bambara reminded us in the Pleasure Principles, around some of this energy that be holding us back. So just be, remain vigilant is my advice to all of you out there around your own energetic vibrations. And when you
and
find
replace
yourself,
some of those,
yes,
sorry, the,
go
the
ahead.
Chemicals that you talked about being addicted to, you can also replace them with serotonin and with rest, or replace them with adrenaline, which is the, you know,
and pee them out with water, by drinking water.
Yes, you can have other like chemical experiences that are not struggle or fight or flight. And desire being a brave thing to those who have lived their life in struggle is just something to just behold. Like, how do I cultivate desire in my life? I want blank. I want blank. And start saying it over and over to yourself in your quietest voice, in your smallest voice. I want blank. Just fill it in and start to feel desire trickle back into your body. If you don't have it anymore because you're tired, just start saying what you want. Don't complain. Ask for what you want. So, Vanessa, we were just saying this. We walked in front. We went crabbing this morning again. We walked in, and over on the dock next to us, there are these people who came in for Labor Day, and there's a house back there, and ain't nobody never in the house. We were just talking about the house. They would get a house to the community, but these people done came for their vacation house. They got their kids. They out there kayaking, frolicking in the creek where we trying to crab. It's just like, they're having a blast, okay? They're having a blast. And meanwhile, everybody else on the island is struggling. And it's got the most beautiful canals back here. But, you know, it's like, where are we going to get the kayak? We're going to get the free time. You got the free time. Your friends ain't got the free time. You understand what I mean? And so it's like, we got to rebuke that work, that late, that you're only working at labor. We have to rebuke it, and we have to play hard. I mean, that sister just called in and said she went to 15 places this summer.
I literally, I was convicted. I was like, I got to get it together.
Step it up.
I'm just trying to figure out if I could go on a hike this weekend. This lady is like, ma'am.
Oh, my gilly. Oh, my goodness. That's so good. Do we have time for another caller or two?
Yeah, great. Let's take two more if we have them.
Here go one of these people. Hello? Right now coming on a golf cart.
Oh my God. Hi, how are you? You there?
Hello. Yes. You're on. What's your name?
Hello?
Where are you calling from? Yes, ma'am. Where are you calling from? What's your name?
This is Phyllis from Jackson, Mississippi.
Hi, Phyllis from Jackson, Mississippi. What you got going on?
Well, I've been listening to y'all for a long time, the first time on the phone, but y'all are great. And what you're talking about, I need to hear what I want. I don't necessarily know what I want, but my desires are not really open to me right now, but I know I need to live, which is different from a year ago when I was in a deep depression. And but God is good.
Yes, he is.
Oh, God, almost made me shout.
Miss Phyllis from Jackson, you just almost made me shout on this phone. Said, I don't really know what I want now, but I know I want to live, because this time last year I was in a deep depression. That's a testimony from the old school, and it's good, good, good. You make me want to run, sister. I'm telling you, that is the beginning, just an appetite to want to live. We keep talking about we want to increase the life expectancy of Black women by 10 years and 10 years, but the first step is to want to live. And I know what it feels like not to want to. And you do too. So I'm telling you, that is such a brave thing to let roll off your tongue. And I'm so proud of you for doing this work. What do you think you have done different in this last year?
Really, unfortunately, this is a cycle. And it's happened to me before over and over again. And what I haven't really
the cycle's broken.
God,
the cycle's broken.
Yeah.
The cycle's broken. You don't even speak that over yourself. The cycle is broken. You keep
God
on walking in the direction of life. Yes. Yes.
I have something that I need to do for God. He always calls me back. It's just amazing how much He loves me, you know, to call me back in those times when I fall short listening to the other voice as opposed to Him. But He always calls me back.
Well,
amazing God.
He is an amazing God, and you turn down that fear voice. What is the love voice? Like, what do you love to do? When you say you're calling, what do you love to do?
I love to teach. I'm a mathematician, and I love to teach.
Okay, so that's your calling, yeah? So you love to teach. So are you teaching now?
Not right at this moment, but I will be in the next week.
Excellent. Excellent. So you want to teach again, and it looks like you're aligning yourself up with that opportunity to teach again. Have you ever heard of Septima Clark? There's a woman named Septima Clark. Mm-hmm. I want you to Google her.
Okay.
I want you to Google her and read her Wikipedia, just like the month September it is now, Septima Clark, because we creative with our name, Septima Clark. I want you to read about her because she changed everything,
okay.
And she was a teacher, and she changed everything. And she stopped teaching in the classrooms, and she started teaching on farms. And she started teaching people how to read and write so they could vote. And I'm telling you, there's so much you can do with your love for teaching other people. And I cannot, and particularly in Mississippi, and I cannot wait for you to align with that calling. I mean, fully align, let yourself really be in love, in alignment with what you love, be in it.
Yeah.
Fully allow yourself to be there. Oh, I'm so glad you called in.
That's
what you think.
I was thinking about the conversation we had this week around us infusing God into Girl Trek, and like how, you know, it's just hard to separate it because the women in the community we serve have their own testimonies. And so I'm just grateful that we have an authentic place where women can express whatever faith belief they have, and also that it's a space where even if the only thing you believe in is yourself or this sisterhood, you're still welcome, because that's what this summer has been about, radical welcome. So I was thinking about that, and I was just thanking God, Phyllis, that you want to live. I also think that it's the origin of all things, and I hope that we can spark that desire in all of the women who are on this call for us to just get after it and stay after it and be in rapture, like you said, Morgan.
Yeah, I've been thinking a lot about that whole rapture thing. What Vanessa's talking about is one of our dear supporters. She said, I've noticed you've been talking about God more. Is that on purpose, or like, do you think that's a good strategy? And we was like, listen, they trying to kill us out here. What are you talking about? You just like, this is, and like, don't be fooled. When people talk about Black culture, you also talking about the Black church. The Black church was the number one culture maker for 400 years. And so like, we can't just on some liberal agenda, like try to pretend like that's not the case. And she wasn't suggesting or recommending that.
No,
she was asking
no.
an actual legitimate question. But I think we sometimes be too shy. You know what I mean? We're starting
yeah.
a revolution, but that revolution has to be based in our culture. It has to be based in
yeah.
our belief system. And for me, it has to be based in calling. And my
yeah.
calling comes from God. And so, and it also has to be based in what's authentic. And me and Vanessa are
yeah.
having an authentic experience with God right now. And so that ain't for everybody.
Yeah.
That ain't for everybody, but I ain't ashamed. There's a lot of stuff out there for you. If
yeah.
you. There's a lot of other stuff out there for you. And so
yes.
I want to create a space where Miss Phyllis says, you know, that God gave her the desire to live again. That's, I want to create that space. And that don't mean you ain't
yeah.
Buddhist, because I'm Buddhist too.
Actually,
I'm not Buddhist.
I just told me off about these crystals over here, but I was like, back off, lady.
back off.
Oh, okay. God, I laughed so hard in my life. Vanessa said her auntie got mad at her for having some crystals, but then she gave her a pack of short ribs. She saw no irony. Laughing so hard. You have me so tickled. All right, let's take one more caller.
Okay.
I'm so glad we took that caller.
Yeah, me too.
Good afternoon, ladies. Morgan, Vanessa, so good to be on the line today. My name is Elizabeth. Hi. My name is Elizabeth.
Elizabeth.
I'm in the Bronx, the boogie down Bronx in New York City, taking my walk and listening to you ladies. I have been so, you guys have done such a great job since I started listening to Girl Trek during the pandemic. You brought me through so much depression as a young lady before me. Recently lost my husband, and just these walks, they have brought me back to reality. They have given me a little new step in my pep, you know, to get up and go and tell other women about Girl Trek, which I have been doing all the time that I've been walking. But I'm a single walker because most of the ladies in my tribe, they lazy. But I tell them to get up and walk this 30 minutes. It does such a refreshing thing for me. I'm 66 years old, and I've been walking with you guys, and I've been loving every minute. I love the Lord. I am a teacher in the gospel, and I'm just so glad to be on the line with you today. Thank you for continual healing for all of us women. You heal me every time I'm on the line. You don't know if there's times when I'm broken and I'm taking your walk. And it just makes me up. Thank you. Thank you. You don't even know what you do. I don't know how many women are listening, but I know I am. And you have given me such a go-getting spirit to get up and take that 30-minute walk. Even on my worst days, I take that walk because I'm reminded that I'm his child. I'm his daughter, you know, and he loves me. And he's given me the strength to continue. And when I would hear you say you were in Africa, and then she's in Maryland, and you guys are all over now, you're in South Carolina, and knowing that you're still carrying this torch for the women, I'm overwhelmed. I'm overwhelmed. I'm speechless. But I thank you for everything that you're doing. Let's continue. I'm in this 21-day walk for the end of end of the summer, getting my groove on, getting my steps. I've lost about 20 pounds. in this walk experience over the last 2 years. And I'm in better shape than I've been in a long time. So thank you, ladies. Thank you. Continue to keep the tribes moving. I'm going to continue to tell others to come and join me, and I try to get them out. I have one or two that will follow. But thank you, Vanessa. Thank you, Morgan. You're doing a marvelous job. If no one else tells you, I'm telling you. I'm elated every time I get on this line and I hear what you guys pour into us. Pour into me, it just gives me more hope to continue with this struggle that we in. Thank you, ladies. God bless you.
Oh, God bless you too.
Yeah. Oh, I feel overwhelmed. I feel speechless. It feels just thank you for every single thing that you said, and thank you genuinely. Like every single time we get on one of these calls, I'm nervous that ain't nobody going to join us on the line. And every single time we send an email out, I'm worried that, like, does the message get there? Are the women getting what they need? Like, every single day, Morgan and I, our entire team, there's so many people who are just, like, working alongside Morgan and I. And we are working so hard to just figure out, like, what our strategies are, and like, how does our brand resonate, and like, how do we stay authentic? And it just means everything, Elizabeth, that for you to say it's working for you, for me, that means like it's working. So thank you.
I was just trying to Google the word elated. Elizabeth said I am elated. And I was like, there's something about it that feels so right.
Elated
on.
Elizabeth, that's her superhero name.
That's your superhero name. It's so good. Y'all, if you don't have a superhero name, you just pick a word that starts with the first letter of your name. And it's usually an adjective, but don't gotta be. There ain't no rules, y'all. And that becomes your superhero name. So Elizabeth can be elated Elizabeth. I used to be Magnetic Mo. Now I'm Mo Money Mo. I'm just bringing it in. I'm attracting it.
What's yours these days? What's your superhero name these days?
I used to be Vicious V, but I've been more Vivacious Vanessa. That's kind of where I'm, my energy, placing my chips. As we head into this autumnal season, Vivacious Vanessa.
I like, yeah. I like Vivacious. You are Vivacious.
I have an entire list, though. I did it one time as an exercise, and I have like 30. Vibrant Vanessa, Ba Ba Boom Vanessa, Very Delicious Vanessa. Yeah, I did like every name, Voluptuous Vanessa. Like, I really, it's an exercise. It's fun, y'all. Just put me out one there right now, all yours.
I'm going to try to do that. I'm going to try to do that because there's a lot of M words, so maybe I could just. I like that you went to some onomatopoeia. Is that what you call it? when it ain't a word but a sound or something like that. Correct me, teachers, because it's definitely not onomatopoeia, but it's something like that. Alliteration. Maybe it's alliteration.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's a delight. It's been a delight this whole summer connecting with you all each month. I think we should make this an annual tradition, Vanessa, where we do Sisterhood Saturdays over the summertime.
Yeah, it's a nice, it allows some spaciousness, I think, for people to have your vacation, do your thing, and us to still connect, and us to remind ourselves that we still need to be out there. We're working up to the CDC recommended 5 days a week, 30 minutes a day. We give ourselves 30 minutes because we believe in radical self-care. And we establish a habit at Girl Trek by first taking one walk. That's how we're in the movement, 5 walks. So you can get your Girl Trek t-shirt in 21 walks so that you can get your laces. And then you try to maintain a baseline of 21 walks so you can just stay fly and fine and healthy and alive.
Stay fly, yes. Stay Melba. That's what you'll start to say. Stay Melba. Yes, for sure. Aww. Vanessa, I know you said you want to rest for your birthday. What do you want for your birthday?
Yeah. It's a good question because I promise you in deep gratitude, I have every single thing I need. Like, I just have every single thing I can imagine in every single way. So I just want, like, well, this sounds crazy. I just want wellness and health for, like, my family. And I would like a few days of just, like, alignment with good energy where there's just like no fires to put out, no nothing, and just like some relaxation. Like, that's what I see for myself as I'm transitioning into my 46th year.
Oh, I love that. I love it. I love it. All right. Well, so be it. So it is. Yes. Cheers to good health, my friend. And we won't be together for your birthday for the first time in a long time.
But I'll see you then in a few days.
Oh, yeah. For that thing, the retreat. Y'all, listen, here, this is what you need to know, and then we're gonna close out. We had the first meeting with some people down in Montgomery, y'all. Troy, you know, we bought Dr. King's, or y'all bought Dr. King's house. I mean, office, that's ignorant. His office in the headquarters for the Montgomery Improvement Association, where the Montgomery bus boycotts were planned in this building. That's about to be Girl Trek Southern headquarters. So we had our first meeting, y'all. There was all these people on the Zoom line. We thought we were just meeting with some of the tenants in the building, y'all. It was all these beautiful sisters and aunties and reverends all welcoming us, first of all. And then one of them started singing This Little Light of Mine, I'm Gonna Let It Shine. And she talked about how her parents were in the Montgomery bus boycotts and how we have work to do and how grateful they are that Girl Trek is coming and how they have been praying for this and this is manifestation and that where there is no vision, the people will perish, and how this collective action of 1 million Black women is visionary and it is coming to Montgomery. I mean, it was the warmest welcome we could have ever imagined on Zoom yesterday. And me and Vanessa was just staring at the camera, just dumbfounded. We had no words. We thought we were going to talk about like lockboxes and air conditioner units. No, we had no words for that kind of Southern welcome. And I am just grateful. I am just grateful for our community. I am grateful for our mothers who taught us right how to welcome people. And I promise y'all, we're going to have some big events and stuff down there. And I can't wait to see every one of you. Next year, we are going to have events in our communities, and we want you to show up and show out. So
I'm excited to tell you more. I'm excited to tell you more. Vanessa and her team have been working overtime, and we are excited to tell you more. So stay tuned. Coming up this fall, just so you know, is what, V?
The prayer trek. Save the date went out yesterday. We're going to start on Sunday, October 15th, and walk and pray for 9 days through to the Spirit. And that's going to lead us into some preparation and training for our Black Family 5K. So registration for everything will open September 22nd.
I promise this. I am doing a Black Family. I'm going to pull this stuff together with my family or with my chosen family here in South Carolina. We doing that Black Family 5K. I'll be looking, I'll be like under looking on Thanksgiving morning. I can't get my family to go out there, and y'all be doing, I mean thousands of families be out there, and I don't know. The only time I did it is when Janine did it and invited me to hers, and that's ignorant.
Oh my God, that is a block in my own spirit.
I'm doing that family fine. You out there, maybe that sister who said that she's healing from, she's healed from her sibling stuff, all that stuff. Y'all do the block here on Thanksgiving morning. Right after Thanksgiving dinner, or the Friday after, or the Saturday after, whatever works best for your family. Get ready to do that Black Family 5K. Start sending out teasers now. Information gonna come soon, but let them know now. We're gonna do a 5K at Thanksgiving this year, so start training. All right, I'm back at the house.
All right, y'all. DJ, play us out with a little music as we say goodbye. We love you. Have a great, safe holiday weekend. No Monday motivation, y'all.
Goodbye, everyone. Goodbye. Tyreen thought I cut out, Vanessa, but I'm here. I was just quiet. I'm here. Goodbye, everyone. Goodbye. Vanessa, have a really wonderful birthday. I'm just so grateful to have you as a friend. Bye, everyone. Happy holiday.